of the mitzvah of tshuva, the purpose of tshuva, vidu, and also the union of binod machaber. Now this year is dedicated, and every year is dedicated to the memory of my father-in-law, Zechariah, Rav Moshe Shulman Zechariah. In his yahrzeit, he's dying tishkei. Now we'll start with the Rambam. A number of kashas I want to mention. And in order to answer all these kashas, so we'll have to mention certain disciplines. The Rambam begins Hilchas Tshuva with the preamble. Mitzvah Ese Achas. That's also part and parcel of the Lashon HaRambam. Vihu sheyoshu tachiti lechatoi lefnei Hashem v'Yisrael. It is amazing that some chabrim of Svori who write Torah and the Rambam and Tshuva and the Inyan of Tshuva, so they say that the Rambam doesn't mention that Tshuva itself is a mitzvah. So many chabrim. Why? Because the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, says as follows: Kol mitzvah shebatiro bein ese bein leis ese im ovar odom alachas mihen. בין גזודים, בין גשגובו, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחתוי, חייף ויספדס לפני אוקיו בורחו, שנאמר איש או איש או כי יעשו, וגיימה ויספדס חתוסו מה שעושו, זה בלבו. זה לא שנה רמבה מיס, כל מיצווה זה ששבא תאירו, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחתוי, חייף ויספדס. זה נראו את זה אומי סס, If a person does tshuva, he's mechuyev to be misvad. If he does tshuva and he doesn't couple the tshuva with a verbalization of the tshuva, with vidu, what is vidu? Vidu, essentially, is the verbalization of the tshuva. The tshuva is belayed, and the vidu is the expression, is the verbalization. So the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph is, kol mitzvah shebateiro, ki sheyaseh tshuva. If and when he does tshuva, the Yoshev mechatoye, chayu misvad. So that means he's not mechuyev to do tshuva. But if he does tshuva, he's mechuyev to be misvad. I mean, that wouldn't be misvad. If there is a chiyuv to be misvad, to verbalize the tshuva, why shouldn't there be a chiyuv of tshuva? But the Lashon HaRambam is capable of misleading a person. But all these mechabalim, so they didn't see, they overlooked the preamble of the Rambam, because the Rambam's practice is before every halacha. So he mentions how many mitzvahs I say are contained in that hilchas, or how many mitzvahs lo yisa say. So he says here in the preamble, mitzvahs ese achas, in the preface to Hilchas Tshuva. But that's the Lashon HaRambam. Mitzvahs ese achas veihu sheyoshu vachete mechatoi lefnei Hashem v'Yisrael. So we see from the Lashon HaRambam explicitly spelled out that it's not only vidu is a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv to do tshuva and to couple the tshuva with the vidu. Alright, so the Lashon HaRambam means that it's a mitzvah sese, bein ese, bein ese se, imo barot molachas mehen, bein gzol nishgogo, to do tshuva and to be misvad. Vidu ze mitzvah sase. Keitzak misvadi, eimei, ono Hashem, חותוסי יובסי פושייתי לפונחו ויוסיסי כך וכך והרי נחמתי ובוישתי במעשי ולאילו מניחי זה לידו בזה וזהו יקרה של בידו. So what is the essence of בידו? He has to say, אונו השם חותוסי יובסי פושייתי לפונחו סיסי כך וכך, because there is a מחלקס in the דימורה, מחלקס הנוי whether צורך לפערת לסחר or if אין צורך לפערת לתחר. So between Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove says, so the Baruch Zachet. He cannot just be misvadi in general terms, chotos, obisi, poshaiti. If he, let's say, he ate the veile, he has to spell out in his vidu, or chalti the veile. If he gazelt, he has to spell out in the vidu, gazelti. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove says. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, he doesn't have to spell out. Of course, in his heart, he has to have the regret, the chavote, the remorse, but with his lips, he doesn't have to verbalize. Now, some of the shame passed like Rabbi Akiva. because Allah can have a kid in the Khabira. But the Rambam, here, the Rambam passes like a human book. So he says, Rosisi kach kach, he has to spell out the nature of the Avera of the sin, the pretrain, in detail, wherein Hamti Ubeishti the Masai, Ulaylam in the Chazal Gavazi, Vizel Ikre Shodi, Vichola Marbe, Lisvade Sumarich, Duni, and Zeh Harizim Shu. The Michas Chinuch raises a question against the Rambam. Here the Rambam doesn't mention that individual has to be mivakish, he has to beseech the Rebbeinu Shalom for kapor. But Koshes kapor he doesn't mention here. Rav Sadibori in the Munes Videos will soon see mentions Bakosh's Kapore as an essential element in the Bible. And the Chilus Salvodis also mentions it. The Rambam doesn't mention it. So we could say that according to the Rambam, it's not an essential element in the Bible, even without mentioning Bakosh's Kapore. But the Rambam, so in Haskinuch raises the question, the Rambam is Sifra Mitzvah, Mitzvah in Gimel. So he does mention Bakosh's Kapore. Mitzvah in Gimel, he shetzivonu liisvadeis ala aveneis vachatoi shechotonu lifnei okeil vilei marei soni machum vize avidu vikavnose sheyema ono Hashem chotosi ovisi uposhaiti vasisi kach vikach ויאריך המאמו ויבקש המחילו המחילו בזהו יהיה וליצח את השם. So he says ויבקש המחילו. Why is it that the Rambam יהיה לחזוקו doesn't mention it? So I think that that's no kasha, because the Rambam does mention it, but just very very brief, because the Rambam says כי יקצת מסמדי אימר אונו השם. So what does it mean אונו השם? If we were to translate into English, how would we translate on Hashem? Please, O God. Please what? Please is an expression. Ono means please. It's an expression that denotes bakoshe. If you don't ask for bakoshe, you don't entreat, you can't use the term please. Please what? I sin. So please, so what? So it's it. Ono in itself denotes bakoshe. Bakoshe for what? On Hashem. He's mivakish, he's entreating the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's beseeching God. What? That you mechaber. So it's in shorthand terms, if he says on Hashem, so memele, it implies that he has in kapore. Otherwise, the on Hashem doesn't make sense. So the Rambam does mention Bakoshe's kapore. But the Rambam, when he mentions here the order of the Vidu, so now it's Miforsem in the world. Everybody says, Tshuva, there are two essential elements in Tshuva. Charot Elohava, Kabol Olam. It's Miforsem. Two essential elements. But what in the Vidu, what should take place first? Whether the Charot Elohava should take place first and then the Kabol Olahave, or the Kabol Olahave should take place first, and then the Chavot Elohava. So the Roshna Rambam here is, Kesat Misvadi, Eimei Ono Hashem, Chotosi Ovisi Koshai Teufanecho, Viosisi Kach Vikach, Vearei Nechamti Ubeishti Bimasa. This is expressive of Chavot Elohava. The regret for the past, for the sins. Uleilo Minechizel Udobaze, that's expressive of the Kabbalah Elohave element. So the Rambam in formulating the Vidu and the order of Tshuva, so he mentions Charot Elohava first, Kabbal Elohava second. This is in Perek Aleph Milchas Tshuva Alocha. But the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Tshuva Alocha Beis, so the Rambam says as follows, Umayi HaTshuva, Hu Sheyazi Fachite Chatoi V'yosirei Mimachshavtei ויגמר בליבי שלא יעשהו אית, שנאמר יזי פרושה דרכי, וכן יסנחם על שאובה, שנאמר כך וישובי נחמתי. So, he says, ויועידו לו פידי התעלומי, של יושב וזה החט לאילום, שנאמר במילים הרי דרהים ומאס ידינו. ויצורך, ויצורך, להסבדיס בסבוסו, ולאימא רעיון אסעירו שדום הבריבה. So in other words, here the Bidu means that he has to verbalize the yonim, the elements of tshuva, that he has to entertain in his heart. So what is the order that the Rambam mentioned in the tshuva dole, umayi ha-tshuva, sheyaze kachit echatoe, viyosir el machshavte, viyei, viyitna b'libin shel yaseyoi, shenema yaze froshet arkei, vichein yisnachin malshova. So first he mentions the element of Aziva Sachet and Kabol al-Habe, and then he mentions the element of Nichum al-Ova, Chagot al-Ova. So, and what he said, so maybe there is a difference between the Tshuvah Lo'ev and the Biruteh in the Tshuvah Lo'ev. So the element of Kabol al-Habe has to precede the element of Chagot al-Ova. But in the verbalization, so it's that way. So the element of Harot Lova is to precede the element of Kabbalah Habe. But the Rambam concludes in the Beis Halacha Beis, "Vitzorech liyisvades bisvosav lima liyom esayu shivam ulibei." So that implies that the Vidui Peh should follow the same order of Shalom Yaseyu Eid, and then Yisnachem Al Shova. So there is a stira between the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. There he says that in the order, so Harot Lova comes first, and then Kabbalah Habe, and here he says that in the order of the Bidu, so Kabbalah Habe is mentioned first, and then Harot Lova. Rabbi Yehine, in Shari Tshuva, he discusses that question. In other words, one could say, what difference does it make? What is first? Both have to take place. What is first doesn't matter. Let him mention, let him realize the Harot Lova first, let him realize the Kabbalah Habe first, as long as he realizes both. One could say, and it wouldn't be unreasonable, but we see that Rishonim didn't think that way. You see that the Rambam, in one aloche, he emphasizes the order of Harot Lova first, and then Kabbalah Habe, and in the other aloche, other. So we have to understand, how is it? So there is a pastor. Rabbi Yehines makes a distinction between two kinds of sinners. The Rabbi Yehines in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Rishay, paragraph Yudalek, Sif Yudalek, so it makes a distinction between a sinner who was just nichshol once in a certain aver. Yitzchak talked fairly and he committed an aver once, but he's not a habitual sinner. And another sinner who not just was even once an Aveira, but who habitually violates a certain and Nichon Aveira is very guilty. And someone who just was Nichon once in an Aveira. So Rabbi Yehine says as follows. If it is just a casual sinner who was even Aveira once, so of course he has to realize Harot Elohava and Kabbalah Habe. But then such a person, so he has to realize the Harot Lova first, and then the Kabbalah Habe. But if he's a habitual sinner, not he was even once, so then he has to realize the Kabbalah Habe first, and then the Harot Lova. So he says as follows, in Sif Yudalot, Shah Rishi, Ho Yiker Hashem Yaziv Esachet, Ki Yaziv Drocho Poroyim V'yidna B'chol Livovei, Ki Lo Yosif Loshiv Baderech Hazeim, ומובן פה על יסי, קוראים שנאמה, שוב ושוב, זה פוסק עם יחזקאל, אני גימי, שוב ושוב נדעקיך מרואים, ונאמה, פוסק עם ישייר, יזק או שדעתי, וידע, כי מי השחותו על דרך מיצחה, ג'וס, חשבולי, כי סבו צעבו, ואייר סך כל אופי צבאי ואיסטיפיו, ולמנת חלצו ראיוני סוף, ראיינו וחושו, ביפי דיבי, ולמיהו, לידיה בימתיו ויחב, על כן ידירהו הליצה בחרומו, ונופל במחמירו, ופישעוסי וייטי, ולישרוח היצרו מבעוסי, ולא עם מה שחפצי יוצא מלמיצה יבני, ולאסיס קומנו אחרי זה. ראשיס, תשובה זו איש הזה, זו דור, דור, פיש תשובה, החרות. So that's the first thing. חרות הם must come first. Vis-a-vis, a person who just committed an aver once. So the חרות has to take place first. ורוסים יוגים בליבי על חטוסי ובניס נפש לנו ומורו חלנו אחריכם יסי בחולים ירס השם לנפשי וייתן חיטס הלכים ללבובי בחוליס עד אשר יהיה נוחם ליבי בוטו אבשי כי אם יסי פיעבו בוי היצא וירגישנו כפעם לפעם ורבו לפתב עושה כמיש וטוב אישי לא יהיה ליפת ליבי או לא ביעזי דרכי כמו שנאמר ומידה ואיזה פירוחם היסקיר תחילו ומידה על החרות ועבידו ואחר כך ואיזה אך הוי איש המסיעצי על דרך לא יסטוי בתמיד סופוז איזה הביט שלו סנה וגבר על חטוב דבר בחוליים ושנה ביבלתי ושוב בלבוצוסי גם פיום עם רבס וחולי סי דבריה ומכשל הרי ליוסי נכח תונו רצינו רימה התבו והייצה וחפצי ומדמוסי אשר ניפוצה ממנו כל השניות המעסיס ראשיס תשובה של איש הזה לאז ידעו כי הוא מחשוב תיורו ולהס כי הוא ניקאי ומיקאי ולא פרו בעלי זיפלח So these are such a person, a habitual sinner. So the first thing that he has to do, Kabbalah. Achekei yischoreit ala ureisof anishkoseis ויושב על השם, כמו שנאמר, יזד חושד דרכי, וישובן, מחשבי סוב יש על השם לרחמיו. והמושל בזה, למי יזמיירך, in order to explain it, למי שאיחס השרץ, ובוליד בלוליטויה, כי יניח השרץ תחילו, והרקי ידבר ביתו, וכל זמן שהשרץ ביודי, אין תומוסי בי, ואין התחילו מיילו, ונעזיב את מחשבס אחרי, כי השלוח את השרץ, וחרותו משכותו, ואבידו והתפילו, במקי, Binkei Matrio. In other words, let's say suppose somebody holds a sheret. So he's done it. He has to be taken. So if he just holds the sheret and he didn't hold it very firmly, so not the particle of the sheret sticks to his hands, so then in order to realize he could feel it, all he has to do is just to throw away the sheret and immerse himself in the mikveh. But if he has been not only holding the sheret, he has been holding it with a firm grip in such a way that particles of the sheretz stick to his skin. So then he cannot just throw away the sheretz because particles of the sheretz are still sticking, adhering to his skin. So then he has to rub off the sheretz from his skin. So that's the motion. Now if he's habitual sinner, so then he's rooted in the Avera. If he's rooted in the Avera, so then he has to realize the Azimah Sachet in a full way with Kabbalah, with a firm determination, and then Chavadol. This is what Rami is. But of course the Rambam, I don't think any other issue distinguishes between the casual sinner and the habitual sinner. So in the Rambam we find this there between the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so there he says that Chavot Europa is first and then Kabbalah Habe, and in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, he says that the Kabbalah Habe is first and then the Chavot Europa. Now, so how can we reconcile these two Rambams? Now, so it seems to me that appears from the Rambam, and that appears from Rabbi Yehine, and that appears from Rav Sadi Goyin and Munez Vedeyes, and that appears from the Shara Tshuve in Chivis Alvoris, that there are two Mechayvim of Vid. There are two Mechayvim of Vid. Now the Rambam says in Perik Aleph, Milches Tshuve. So he says, V'chei Baruchatois V'ashomis V'yishimevim Kovonisein על גוגוסון ועל זדיון, אם נסחפר להם בקורבונון, עד שיעשו תשובה. ויסבדו, וידבו, שלמה, ויסבדו השחות העולם. וכן כל מחיובי מיסס בזד, מחיובי מלכס, אם נסחפר להם במסוסון ובקיוסון, עד שיעשו תשובה ויסבדו. וכן, החילו בחבירי והמזיק מומני, אף על פי ששירים לוי, מה שהוא חי אלוהי, אם נסחפר, עד שיסבדו ליושב ועסס כוזר לילות, שם כל חדיסון. זה ספרי. This is, he says that Vidu is me'akif no kapores. In kapores, he says bezdi. In bezdi aloche, anyone who is yeitzi lehorek, he says bezdi, had to be misvad. And Vidu is me'akif in kol kobones. Without Vidu, there couldn't be any kapores. So one mechayev of vidu is the kapot. In other words, the Rambam says, when a person does averes, so he has to be tshuva and be misvade, so he's mechuyef to be misvade. Why? In order to attain kapot. Now, the Mechaskinuch raises the question, but the teretz is very simple, and the Mechaskinuch himself says that he can go not in such clear terms, but he says it. The Rambam says that vidu is makif in kapora and it's a free. Now, it's more, says in Dushin, someone is mikavish an ishu. And he happens to be a roshigon. And what he says, hariat mikudeshis li amuna shani tzadigon. But everybody knows he's a roshigon, he's a living on his own. So, in kudeshis. Why? We saw it in kudeshis. Halshimon shemu hiyo chumirun. So, anyway. Even though no one saw that he was moving with his lips, so that means vidu is lacking. So the question is, even if he was behind the children of the but we vidu is bipeh. Vidu cannot be realized during bipeh. Everybody knows that he wasn't misvade. So there is a very simple text. Tshuve accomplishes two things. First of all, tshuve changes the status of the person. In other words, somebody, let's say he was an Eichon Eved, so he's postulated if he goes to Eved. So then he becomes postulated. Someone is Mechal Shabbat Faresi. He has a deal of a Mumah, the Cholatel Golem. If he goes to Eved, he's no Mumah. He becomes a Tzadik. So Tshuve, one effect of Tshuve is that Tshuve changes the status, the spiritual and moral status of the person. It changes the person from a status of the Roshe and the Chete into a status of the Tzad. Into a status of Tzad. That's one thing. But then Tshuva is Mechape. Of course, many times when Gemara says Mechape, so Rashi says, what Mechape means that it wipes out the sin. But Kapora, that's something else. For example, Rebbe Shite is that all Adir Shebeteiro, except for Mifebris, Migalotan Bateiro, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper without you. Will Rebbe say that if a person is an Ichon Eveilus, a whole year an Ichon Eveilus, and then Yom Kippur has five, he didn't do children. So, on the Mauer, on Mitzoyim Kippur, he becomes kosher avias, just like that. Even though he didn't do the of course, it's an impossibility. The answer is, Rebbe only says that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. It attains kapora without him, to protect him against Yisurim and so on. But the Shem Roshi is not poka without tshuva. So insofar as kapora is concerned, so there are dalet chulke kapora in the Gemara mentions. Tshuva is in the chaper, Yom Kippur is in the chaper, Yisurim is in the chaper, Nisim is in the chaper. Dalet chulke kapora. In regard to the Hafkoa Shem Roshi, only Tshuva can be Mafkir Shem Roshi. Not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim, not Nisim. Only Tshuva can be Mafkir the Shem Roshi. So Mimele, Vidu is Miakif in Kapora. But Vidu is not Miakif in Hafkoa Shem Roshi. Here he says, Al-Munas Shani Tzadi Gongo. He didn't say, Al-Munas Shani Mechuper Oto Averis. He says, Al-Munas Shani Tzadi Gongo. So, Hashim and Shami Yor Chibu Livet. He didn't do Vidu. Okay, so he didn't do Vidu. But that's only Ma'akim Mechakor. That's a double portion. As a matter of fact, the Mechaz Chinuch himself really says. Now, so, Memele, in respect to Vidu, so there are two Mechaim of Vidu. Vidu, one mechayv of vidu is in order to have kapore. How do we know that the kapore is the attainment of kapore is the mechayv of vidu? Because the Rambam says in Perikal Baloch Aleph that all balechatoyis vashomeis and everyone and anyone who gets malkes, he is mechuyev to be misvad. So what is the purpose? If somebody brings it home to the Mishvate in order to attain Kapora, there's the Sifri, that without Vidu, so there couldn't be any Kapora. So what the Chayev of Vidu is Kapora. Then the Dalit, the Shari Tshuva, Bavli Yemek, talks about Dalit Tshuva. The Chemes Alvodeis, now the Chemes Alvodeis was written in Arabic and it was translated by the Rabbi Yitzchak into Russian Kiddush. So in Mela we cannot know what kind of the term Rabin Vachye used, but in the translation, so instead of Dalki Tshuva, so he uses the Russian Pnoi Tshuva, conditions preceding to the effectiveness of Tshuva, but it means the same thing. The Rambam also uses the Russian Dalki Tshuva. Now, Dalki Tshuva is not a meaning of the middle succeeders. Dalki Tshuva is also implicit, included in the mitzvah of Tshuva. The Tshuva is not in Tshuva Gmura. It's not the ideal Tshuva unless the person realizes not only the essential elements of Tshuva, but also the Tnoi HaTshuva, as Rabbi Bachye calls it. Or Dalki Tshuva, as Rabbi Yehuda calls it. Now, but there are certain things that are the constituents of Tshuva, without which it's not Tshuva. That's Harot Elova, Kabbalah Abe, or Esam Rishenim. Esam Rishenim, the Rambam uses the expression, Aziva Sachet, the Kabbalah Abe is one, and then Harot Elova. It's two, but Chassadi Goyen and Rabbi Bachye, they counted as three, and then they mention also Bidu, but that's only in regard to Kaporet. So they mention Aziv as Achet as one, and Kabul Habe as the second element, and Kabul Ova as the third element, and then also Bidu and Bakosh Kapor as the fourth element. But whereas the Rambam counts it as two, so Rapsadi Goyen in the Munzideis and Rabbi Bach in the Chinas Alvodis in Shasa Tshuva counts it as three. So if you want, you can say it's a matter of semantics. There is no machlekes, but there is a possibility that it's not a matter of semantics, that there is an essential question involved as to whether we count Aziv as Achet and Kabul al-Habe as one, or we count it as two. If I have time, I'll discuss it. But it's not negated right now. Anyway, so one mechayev of vidu is kapore, because without vidu, one could not attain kapore. Then another mechayev of vidu is, as it appears from Rabbi Yehuda and Shari Tshuva, and from Rosh Rambam also, Dalki Tshuva. Now, here the Rambam, in Perik Aleph, Milches Tshuva, Haloche Aleph, so he mentions Vidu from the point of view of Kabbalah. He mentions Kol Chayav Yechatois Vashomeis Beishim Medvim Kabbaliseyen Al Shbogoson Real Zdenon Em Ischapelen Bikobonon Achi Yasu Tshuva Achi Yasu Tshuva Vizvadu Vidvori Shena Vizvan Shechot Oleo. So we see here he emphasizes the Mechayav of Kapor, but in Perik Beis he doesn't talk about Kapor. He doesn't mention Kapor in the whole Perik Beis. He does not mention Kapor. He doesn't mention. But he says, Umay Yachuv Izeu Tshuvet Mure, Umay Yachuv Hushi Yazid Achite Chatoye Viyosir and Machshafte, Viyid Mabliwe Shal Yaseyoim, Shenema Yazid Hoshe Darkei Vechei Yisnachi Bal Sheova, Shenema Kach Yishuv Yechamti, Viyoid Olof Yidiyat Adumish Yoshal Zachet Leilom, Shenema Lulim Arei Yidole, Reheinu Vimas Yodeinu, Vitzorich Lisvadis Bisvoso, the way Marion is saying we should not believe it. Kapor doesn't mention, but he mentions the tzorich misvadis bisvoso. The way Marion is saying we should not believe it. Then he says, now the gimel, kol amisvade vidvorin doyvom adulive imazi, hare ze deimel litevel visharet viyodei, shiratrilo neales liyachiyash lechasheret, וכנראים מרומים לבין זה פירוכן לצורך להתאחד שנאמר או נוחות או או מזה חתו עובדים או ויעצו להם הרי זו then in הלכת דלת he says מדרכי התשוב לי איס השוב צייק תומד לפני השם בפחי וסכנו now is the ideal way of realizing דרכי תשוב the ideal way is לי צייק תומד לפני השם בפחי וסכנו what does that mean? That means חרות אירופה, ויתו אבל זה לא בא בקושס קפונה, but it means וידו. He's a shofti. What did he say? He's saying, he asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kapore, and he's misvade. In the Tzake, he's misvade. So he says, that's in Darki Ajur. Ve'in said, Zdoko kifikechem. Umizrachit harbe min adobo shechoto boi. Umishane shmoi, koim rami achil, Rebbeinu Yisei Oish, שאוסו איסו למעשי, ומשנה מעשו כולו מטיבו, הוא דרך אישור, So we can say that's vidu, but vidu means vidu. Here the Rambam says, just vidu is not enough. Yes, it has to, the vidu has to be realized in tzoko. It has to be emotionally grounded in tzoko. Where did the Rambam get that? So the Kesef Mishneh says the Rambam got it from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. Omer Reb Yitzchok. ארבו דבורים מקרים גזר דיני של אודם ואילו הם צדוקו, צעוקו, שינו השם ושינו מייסה וישם למחשים ומוקי ועל הי דבורים אילו רומס רבינו בדבור הבאים. So he says, צעוקו, the four things that are מקריה that undo the גזר דין of an אודם. So צעוקו, מי יש השוק צעי כתומי לפני השם בפחי לסחנים, זה צעוקו. צדוקו, רבי צעוק מנשן צדוקו. והיא עושה צדוקו כפיקח. So, then, he says, שינו השם. So, שינו השם, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean just, we give him a new name. All right, that is a basis. That's the practice. Someone is sick, has a child. So, a new name is a thing. But that's only as a means to an end. The importance of adding a new name is to impress upon the person who is overtaken with trouble, that he has to change his identity. It's not the new name per se that is important. That's what the Rambam says. Umishane shmei, kelimah, ani achayyo, v'ini eiseyish. He has to realize that a total change has to take place in his whole plinius, in all his internals. So, umishane maisofum etoimo, uderach ishoro, V'geilu nimkeinu, there's the yeshemri afshinu mokim. So what does it mean afshinu mokim? It's not some people make a mistake. They think that the purpose of afshinu mokim is in order that he should be tormented. No, chas v'shalom. The Torah doesn't want that a human being should torment himself. But what is darkei tshuva? Darkei tshuva, the path of tshuva. What is the path of tshuva? What is the path of tshuva? That means, in other words, the Chiyus HaLevi says, that when we say there is pure choshes, so it doesn't mean that every person is free to choose in every context and in every environment, free to choose between virtue and vice. Someone who has been a gambler many years, and then he wants to be true, so he can be true. Of course, that's a chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom bestows upon human beings, that no matter how deeply rooted he is in sin and in crime, there is a way to extricate himself from that vicious cycle. But he has to embark upon a derech, a path of virtue. Derech hachayim, the derech hamores. There is a path. It's like a person who drives a car, and if he makes the wrong turn, he embarks upon the wrong way. So he cannot make it into immediately. Sometimes he's forced to keep on driving for miles until he's able to make a detour and to turn back. So if a person is addicted to drugs, has been addicted to drugs, he's a gambler, he can do tshuva, but not by continuing his commingling with his hereto friends, and he'll always choose the path of virtue. That's an impossibility. It's impossible. It's impossible. Habol itayam isayim, he said. Because without this you are Yaakovish Bochu, it's impossible to be true. That's the Pshat in Yerushalmi. I'm not saying that there are Hashkot Ebaalme. I'm saying that Al Pi Aloch, that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Shoalu Rechochmo, Chaiti Maudinei, so the Chochmo answered, Chatoi Tirad Efro, Shalom Nivuah, Chayti Maludinei. So the Nivuah answered, HaMevish Abed Aston, Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yerushalmi mentions also Shalom Nivuah, but that's not important now for our Indian. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayti Maludinei, Yasa Tshuva Yisrapalei. So what is it? Who is the source of Nivuah? Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it that the Nivuah gave a different answer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu a different answer? And who is the source of Chochmah? If it's real Chochmah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Chochmah. So how is it that Chochmah said, Chatoim Terabit Roh? The answer is, Chochmah gave a very intelligent and a very true answer. Chatoim Terabit Roh. That's a posse. That a sinner, a criminal, one who is rooted in sin, so according to the principle of causation, of cause and effect, there is no way out. But it's a chesed that Rebbeinu Shalom granted to man. A big chesed. It's an unnatural chesed. It's a metanatural chesed. Habol itayam isayim isay. So, when is he able to change his identity only if he embarks upon the path of virtue? So that's the aloha that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that chofei, Gemara in Sanhedrin, if somebody is a Malvin believer, so he's possibly this in the house. So, according to most the shame, he's possibly this in the house. There are some the shame who say that he is not possibly this in the house, because the other fellow gives it to him again. But most the shame say that he's possibly this in the house. So, if he does chuve, so when can he be considered as kosher leides? As kosher leides? So, when they'll tear up all the shtores, and they will undertake the Elam Goyet not to be malve beribis even to Nakum. But ribis to Nakum is muter. The answer is, the Gemara says, Imakis, Kasper Nosam Bileshech, after the ribis Dakum. So even though ribis Dakum is muter, but it's not such a the ideal thing. Even to take interest from Nakum is not the ideal thing. So if somebody never was involved with ribis, never took interest from Israel, so Meile, he's allowed to take ribis from Nakum. But somebody who addicted himself to taking of ribis in Israel, so then he has to go to the other extreme and to wipe out every vestige. Because if he will continue taking ribis from Nakum, so then he will not be embarking upon the path of tshuva. That's impossible. So that's the aloha of Darki Tshuva. That's why the Gemara that pertains in heaven says that if somebody is malde the ribis, so he can only become kosher leides, only if he will undertake never to take interest even from an akum. Why? Because of Darki Tshuva. Darki Tshuva. A person is not free to choose between good and evil all the time. He has, in order to choose good, he has to embark upon the way of virtue, on the Derech HaChayim. But to embark upon the Derech HaMoves, upon the path of sin, to mingle with gamblers and drug addicts and all kinds of criminals, and at the same time, well, I have freedom of will. I'll always choose. I will not allow myself to be influenced by my friends. I'll do the right thing. That's an impossibility. So that's Darki Tshuva, is the path of Tshuva. So Mimele, Darki Tshuva means, that's what Rabbi Lechayi calls Pnoya Tshuva, conditions preceding to the effectiveness of Tshuva, without which, not that the Tshuva is no Tshuva. So there are certain things that are the Yisaydes of Tshuva. Rabbi points it out, Charot Elova, Kabol Ave, Azim Zachet, Kabol Ave, Charot Elova. That's the constituents of Tshuva. Without that, it's not Tshuva. But then, there are certain things that are not the constituents of Tshuva. It can be Tshuva even without it. But it's Darki Tshuva. These are the things that are conducive to the effectiveness of Tshuva, so that Tshuva will be everlasting and will not, chas v'sholem, revert back and fade away. So that's Darki Tshuva. So the Rambam mentions, Midarki Tshuva is Hashof Tzei Ktomi B'Tnei Hashem. What does it mean, Tzei Ktomi B'Tnei Hashem? That means, Vidu, abundant Vidu, that is emotionally grounded. That's what tzeik means. Tzeik doesn't mean he should cry because he wants to make money. That's not a tzeik. Tzeik means tzeik for his sins. For his sins. So that's vidu. So that means that there are two mechayvim of vidu. One mechayv of vidu is kapor. Because without vidu, there couldn't be any kapor. And then another mechayv of vidu is darke tshuve, because if a person does tshuve and he is not misvade, so then tshuve is on very risky grounds. It's not so certain that the tshuve will be everlasting. So in order to make it lasting, so he has to verbalize his tshuve. And because if he always keeps it in his heart, so it will not make an impression upon him. But if he verbalizes it, not once and not twice and not three times, but day after day. So that's why one Tanya says that Avere she is father, Yom Kippur Shehovah, Chizeya, and his father in Yom Kippur Abo, but he already had Kapore. You already had Kapore. Because if the chet is not renegade summit, he might slip away. He might revert back. It happens many times, Bali Tshuve, and then they revert back. Why? Because they became Bali Tshuve, but they did not embark upon the path of Tshuve, upon the path of virtue. So Mimele, Vidu is also necessary in order to preserve the Tshuve. So Vidu is a preservative of Tshuve. He shouldn't revert back to Yisur Allah. So mainly there are two mechayivim of tshuve. One mechayiv of tshuve is katore. And the other mechayiv of tshuve is darki tshuve. And Rabbi Yehine and the Chemisal Bodeis, they all say it explicitly, that the mitzvah of tshuve implies not only to realize the essential elements of tshuve, chavot olova, kavol habo, the constituents of tshuve, but even to realize the darki tshuve, the things that are necessary in order to preserve the tshuva, so that it should be lasting. So mele, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchas Tshuva, Aloch Aleph, there he discusses vidu from the point of view of kapore. So from the point of view of kapore, so the predominant element is charot olov, from the point of view of kapore. I mean the expression of his, that he has remorse, regret, that he's sorry. That's the predominant element. In order to attain kapore, so he has to emphasize the element of remorse, of regret, bushe. So that's why in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva, Aloche Aleph, the Rambam mentions Charot Elova first and Kabbalah Habe second. But in Perek Beis, Aloche Beis, he doesn't even discuss Kapore. There he discusses the mitzvah of Vidu from the point of view of Darki Tshuva. Darki Tshuva. So in Darki Tshuva, it's on the contrary. So Azira Sachet, Kapore Lahabe, is the predominant element. And the element of remorse is only of secondary importance. So that's why he has to mention and emphasize the element of Azir Sachet in Kabbal El Habe first, and then Chalot El Habe. Alright, that's the plain Teretz and Rav. Now, I would like to discuss the Inyan of Avere Shebenodum Chavir. Now, I mention this because without this Yisod of the two concepts of Kapore and Darki Tshuva, we wouldn't be able to understand the whole idea of Avere Shebenodum Chavir. The Mishnah in Yume, Perek Yom Kippurim, Daf Pehei Yom Beis, says as follows: Avere Shebenodum Lemokei Yom Kippurim Mechaper. Avere Shebenodum Chavere. In other words, if somebody committed a sin, an aver, against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he ate the veil, he ate trefen, he was a macholov, he wore shatnez, So then, if he does tshuva, and of course, and in kippah, so it's mechaper. In kippah, together with kippah, is mechaper before the mitzvah. Even Alisa says, "Sheneish b'malkes." That's what we give the price in Yud. But Peirush Melech HaTeirei, suppose he stole, he robbed, he hurt people, he hit people, so he slandered people. So then, Eim HaKifurim Mechaper HaKiratzes HaVeh. So Yom Kippur cannot attain Kapore for him until he appeases, he apologizes, and he appeases the neighbor whom he wronged. How do we know that? So the Mishnah says, "Ezuto Rashi Blazer Benazar, Mikol Chatisechem Lifnei Adishem Tito, Aver Eshem Nodu Mokei Yimakipori Mechap, Aver Eshem Nodu Chaverei Ein Yimakipori Mechapei Achi Ratzes Chaverei." Because the Torah says, "Nachemetz." Kivayim azeh yichaper alecha mital resta mikol chatisechem lifnei Avishem tito. So the Pasuk says, lifnei Avishem, before God, tito. That means you can be niter, you can be mechuper, only of the aviras kelapei Hashem. Aviras no demot. But aviras no chaverei. So you keep a kelav mechaper unless he is miratzes chaver. Unless he's Meratzes Chaver. Now, from this Gemara, there seems to be a certain kasha against Rabbi Yehi. Rabbi Yehi mentions a very good Kiddush, which while it is a Kiddush, but from the Rambam, it's much the same. Rabbi Yehi says that on Yom Kippur, there is a special mitzvah, the rise of Tshuva. Of course, Tshuva is, there is a Kiddush Tshuva all year. If a person, let's say, commits an avera on the Maror of Yom Kippur, so we can say that he has time to wait until the next Yom Kippur, a whole year. Then the tshuva, he's mechuyav to the tshuva immediately. He doesn't have time to wait. So that's the mitzvah of tshuva, according to Ramban. So it's implicit in the mitzvah of Shavto, or in the mitzvah ka mitzvah sholich mitzvah chayim. So Rashi says it has reference to Kohate Kule. The Ramban Chumash says that it has reference to the mitzvah of tshuva. And according to the Rambam, so tshuva and bilu are all implicit in the mitzvah of Yisvadu. There is a mitzvah of tshuva, only. But in Kippur, Rabbi Yehi says, there is a special mitzvah of tshuva. Why? Because he has tzikash, Rabbi Yehi. The Gemara says, Yule dalut chukit ha-poren. Over all the malese, lizos mishama tzimichole. Even without it. Over all the malese, says she is the malkes. So tshuva teire. V'yimakipur mechaper. Or the Yerushalmi formulates it, tshuva mechaper es mechz. And Yom Kippur, the other mechz. Krisis, he says, bezdin. So tshuva v'yimakipur teire. V'yisur v'yimakipur. And Hashem. So only Mises mechaper. Even tshuva, Yom Kippur, plus Yisurim, I'm not mechaper for Hashem. So down to Wigga Kapor. So I mean, as the Kashi, what the Torah says, Kibayim azeh yichaper aleichem litayer eschem mikol chatisich. So the Torah says explicitly, Kibayim azeh yichaper aleichem litayer eschem mikol chatisich. Lifnei Adishem tito. So that means that all averes Yom Kippur is mechaper. That's the kasha that Rabbi Yehi raises. So Rabbi Yehi says as follows in Shaar Rishon. Not in Shaar Rishon. Sorry, in Shaar Revi. In Shaar Revi. Sif Yudzayin. Val ze shomu Rabbi Seinu zechenu nivroch. Kal Chrisus and Mrs. Besden, Chuvay, Makipur, and Taylor, the Yisurim, and Manriki, ממו, כי יש אלו, באו יקוסף מכל חדיסיך לפני אדישם תיתור, והתשובה בזה, כי מה שנאמר לפני אדישם תיתור, זו מצווה עשה על התשובה, שנחפה לסטרוחנו ונחקרו ונשוב על השם בימה כיפור, ואף על פי שנשחייבנו על זה בכל איס, החיוב נעשה בימה כיפור, והתהור אשר יודענו היא התשובה וסיכון המעשי, אבל מה שכוסף קיבלים הזה יחפה עליכם, לתאר אסכם, שהוא אומר על התורו, שהשם יסבורך מטיירסון, מנעובים ומחפרו ומכפורו שרימו ועם הכיפורים ולא ניסורים, זה נאמר על מצס ליסס, אבל על תפיסס ומצס בלזני, תשובה עם הכיפורים תאירים וניסורים ממוקים. סורמיני סייס, we have two halves in that passage. כבעיים הזה יחפר עליכם, מכל חתיסיכם, לפני השם תיתור. שכבעים הזה יחפר עליכם מכל חתיסיכם, מי הוא דור יצז מכל חתיסיכם? It doesn't mean all things, all of us. It means only essence races, not Christus and Mrs. Bezzi. Kaporet Mure cannot be attained for Christus and Mrs. Bezzi in Yom Kippur, only if it's coupled with Yisur. But the other half of the Pasuk, lifnei Hashem titoru, that implies a mitzvah. כבעיים הזה יחפר עליכם ותאיר אסכם מכל חתיסיכם implies effect. כבעיים הזה דריבן שלו במחפר ובמתאיר. You will be מחפר you completely for all various places. לפני השם תתור is an imperative, it's a ציבו. לפני השם thou, ye shall purify yourself before God. So לפני השם תתור is a mitzvah say. And from Rosh Rambam it appears the same thing. Even though the Rambam, so the Rambam should mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs, the Rambam mentions only one Mitzvah, Mitzvah and Gimu, of the Isvado, to the children, to the Misvado, but it doesn't mention another Mitzvah Hasei. So that's because the Rambam has a cloud that even the rices that are deduced from the Psuki, but they are not Mifurash Batero, so they are not counted in the Mina Tayak. When the Gemara of Psimoye says, Tayak Mitzvahs never mentioned in Sinai, so it means Tayak Mitzvahs never mentioned in Sinai with a judicial mikro, spelled out explicitly. But they are more than Tayak, they are deduced. So this is the Alochem with the Hashem Titoru. The Hashem Titoru, so we deduce from there that there is a chiyuv to be entire ourselves, to purify ourselves, for all averes. But to attain Kaporet Mure, for all averes, and in Kippur, that we can do. So, כבעים הזה יחפר עליכם מתאיר אסכם מכל חתיסיכם. So it means מתאיר אסכם completely מכל חתיסיכם. Means only races. לפני השם תיתור, all of us, we have to do תשובה. There is a special mitzvah of תשובה על יקיבה. And from the Rambam's notion it's also much more. Haloche Zion says as follows: Yom Kippurim, whose man tshuva lechol leyochid uleRabbi, vukeitz michileus nicha liYisrael. Lipicho chayovim hakel lasis tshuva lisvanim Yom Kippur. Why chayovim hakel lasis tshuva lisvanim Yom Kippur? There is a mitzvah every day in the year. The Rambam mentioned the Kal Baruch Aleph, mitzvah says Achas, who is Yosef Achetim Chatil Tzvah Hashem Yisvade, not after Yom Kippur and the Maro of Yom Kippur also. Why does he say here, Yom Kippurim uz man tshuva lechol liyochid ulerabi, vu keitz mechila uslicha liyisroel, lipicho chayopim hakir lasis tshuva ulisvade in Yom Kippur. There is a special chiyuv of tshuva, a special chiyuv of vidu, for Yochid and the Rabbi. And that's why, in the chiyuv of tshuva, the whole year, shiyosh lachitim chakirot v'alishem v'nisvade, so there is no union of vidu that I should be nisvade for the averes of the rabbi. There is no chiyuv, but here, we have to be nisvade not only for our own averes, our own individual averes, even for the averes of the rabbi. Furthermore, the ikash of vidu, some modern authors, so they thought that this is inconsistent with the concept of Kibbutz. So they omit it from the Marzirim, Abu Anachnu Marusei Chotonu. and they just put in anachnu chatanu in birum bams marzer. He omitted it because he thought that this is inconsistent with kavli zavira zinecho, such a chutzpah to say our anachnu amisim chatanu. But that's an integral part of the video. Only on kippah. All right, we say it. We can say it. And other days too, but on Yom Kippur, we are mechuyev to say it. Why? Because on Yom Kippur is Kate is man tshuva lechol liyochid olevavi, and there is an inyan of vidu liyochid olevavi. So anyway, in order to realize the vidu olevavi, so we have to be mispadet for the avedus of our ancestors too. Avo anachnu v'avi seinu chatam. Anyway, so we see from the Rosh Rambam also that there is a special mitzvah of tshuva and vidah and kippah. Where is that mentioned? Well, that is deduced, as Rav Yehuda says, in the posik of Lifnei Hashem Kitov. Kvayim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayor eschem mikol chateseichem is expressive of the halacha of Yidin that in kippah is mechaper, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo mechaper. Lifnei Hashem Kitov is expressive of an imperative of the tzibur that we have to be tshuva, we have to purify ourselves, we have to realize a process of purification in the tshuva. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So the question is, how can Rabbi Elazar ben Azar deduces from the pasuk Lifnei Hashem Kitov that in kippah is only mechaper avei reshit nodu mimokif, but avei reshit nodu mechaper in kippah is not mechaper? Why? Because the Torah says Lifnei Hashem. What does it mean? Lifnei Hashem, Aveiros neged Ribbono Shel Olam. But Aveiros not Mechaperim. So there is no tara. There is no kapara. So that would be all right if we were to assume that Lifnei Hashem Kitov is expressive of a certain din of tara of kapara, not of an imperative. So since the Torah says Lifnei Hashem Kitov, you become purified of all Aveiros neged Hashem. But the implication being, but you will not become purified and you will not be atoned for the Aveiros neged people. So we understand. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the first step of the pasuk is expressive of the din kapara and in kippah. That is expressive of the din of kapara, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mechaper. But the second half of the pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Kitov, is expressive of the tzibur. And imperative, Lifnei Hashem, before God you have to, you have to purify yourself. Before God you have to do tshuva. So how can we learn out from that? How can we learn out from that that Avir Shimonu Havere is not in Kibam Mechaper? So the droshe, the fact that the Blessed Nazareth deduces from the expression Lifnei Hashem, before God you will become purified. It means you will become purified and you will become atoned for the Aveiros neged Hashem, but you will not become purified and atoned for the Aveiros neged people, neged Yodom, unless you are misakin samubas, you appease the people that you want. But if with the Hashem Kitov is not expressive of the din kapore, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mechaper our Aveiros, but the Hashem Kitov, as Rabbi Yehuda says, is expressive of a tzibur, of an imperative, Lifnei Hashem, before God, thou, ye shall purify yourself. Ye shall purify yourself. Ye shall be children. So Mimele, of course it goes without saying that Rabbi Zal Nazari couldn't say that Anu Kippur, the special mitzvah of tshuva, Anu Kippur, only applies to Aveiros Neged Mimokim and not Aveiros Neged Chaveres. I mean, that is inconceivable. So how can we understand the droshe of Rabbi Zal Nazari? I think that if we'll take notice of a certain gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we'll be able to understand the droshe of Rabbi Zal Nazari so well that, on the contrary, it will not conflict with Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, but it will confirm, it will corroborate Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush that with Hashem Kitov is not expressive of, is not expressive merely of din kapore, but is expressive also of an imperative, of a tzibur, of purifying ourselves before the revelation. So let's take notice of a certain gemara of Rosh Hashanah. I'm referring to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudzayin on the base. I forgot to put in that to the Marim Kinis. That Gemara I forgot. Shualo Bluya Hagieres. Yudzayin on the base Rosh Hashanah. Shualo Bluya Hagieres. Es Rabban Gamliel. A certain lady, a Gieres. So she raised the question before Rabban Gamliel. Ksiv biterashem asher lo yisofonu l'yikashir. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not lift, so to speak, his countenance, his face to you. Uchsi Yisu Adishem Ponovirach. So there seems to be an apparent contradiction. In the Posi Kashem Yisu Ponovirach Kashemicha is implicit that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not show his figurative face to a sinner.